today's contestants, a youth librarian from Chicago, Illinois, Lindsay Goldstein. A bartender from Old Orchard Beach, Maine, Dennis Coffey. And a returning champion, a librarian from Portland, Oregon, Veronica Vitchit-Vatican, whose 4 days cash winnings total $89,001. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. She has been our champion all week. She has come up with a couple of runaway games also. So for Dennis or Lindsay to replace her, you guys are going to have to be at your very best. But good luck to all three of you. Here comes the Jeopardy round. One daily double coming up in one of these categories today. Bands, clans, and gangs. Oh, gosh, that's scary. You burned my food. Number that book. Followed by middle O. The letter O will come in exactly the middle of each correct response. That's followed by Money Talks and sitcoms. Veronica, start.
You burned my food, 200.
The Greeks gave us saganaki, setting the sheep's milk type of this ablaze right at your table. Lindsay.
What is cheese?
Good.
You burned my food, 400.
Literally translated as burnt cream, this custard dish is topped with sugar that gets caramelized under a broiler. Veronica.
What is creme brulee?
Right.
You burned my food, 600.
At Brennan's in New Orleans, 35,000 pounds of a certain fruit gets flamed annually to make this signature dessert of the restaurant. Lindsay.
What is bananas foster?
Yes.
800, you burned my food.
We wish you a Merry Christmas pudding, also known as this, a dish of dried fruit, suet, and cognac set afire before serving. Now bring us some. Dennis.
What is plum pudding?
Nope. Lindsay.
What is figgy pudding?
That's it.
You burned my food, 1,000.
Bust out your chafing dish, some orange butter sauce, and Grand Marnier to fire up this crepes dish. Lindsay.
What are crepes, Suzette?
Good.
Number that book, 200.
Ready, player, this. Veronica.
What is one?
That's it.
Number that book, 400.
This many years a slave. Lindsay.
What is 12?
You got it.
Number that book, 600.
By Khaled Hosseini. This many splendid sons. Lindsay.
What is 1,000?
That's it.
Number that book, 800.
How many years in Tibet? Veronica.
What is 7?
Good.
Number that book, 1,000.
This many days, a memoir of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Lindsay.
What is 13?
13 by Robert Kennedy, yeah.
Middle O, 200.
In times of good fortune, you live high on it. Veronica.
What is the hog?
Yes.
Middle O, 400.
You pledge your this five-letter word when engaging to marry. You pledge your troth, T-R-O-T-H. Veronica?
Middle O, 600.
This interjection is from the Danish and used as a toast. Dennis?
What is prost?
Nope. Veronica or Lindsay? What is skål? Back to you, Veronica.
Middle O, 800.
It's a collection of writings by several authors concerning a similar subject. Lindsay?
What is an anthology?
Good.
Let's go to sitcoms, 200, please.
Ted Mosby, Architect, and How Lily Stole Christmas are episodes of this show about a very long courtship story. Lindsay.
What is How I Met Your Mother?
You got it, and that takes you to 5,600. You're off to a great start. We're going to take a break. Back in a moment. As you all know by now, our champion is a librarian. The first player we introduced on today's program, Lindsay Goldstein, is a youth librarian, so yes. You deal with kids.
Yes, I do.
But I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about your work as a game master at escape rooms.
Yes, so while I was in grad school, which I still am, one of my first jobs to supplement myself was as an escape room game master. I got to host games, welcome teams in, give them hints, and then essentially get paid to watch reality television when they solve the puzzles.
And what kind of puzzle are we talking about here?
Various kinds of puzzles, brain teasers, riddles, physical puzzles, all kinds of things.
Okay, good. Dennis Coffey is a bartender. Good news for you. Our judges have decided to accept your response of plum pudding a little while ago.
Oh.
So that takes you all the way out of the red.
Oh, beautiful.
And $200 onto the plus side. Now, you did something very few people have accomplished. You stumped K Ken Jennings.
That's right, I did, Alex. He was at a book signing at my alma mater, the University of Southern Maine. And just for ha-has, I said, I got a question for you, Ken. I want to know who your favorite Hittite king was. And so he says, well, who's yours? And I said, probably Shipaliliuma the Great. And how about yours, Ken? And he's like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So then, yeah, I felt kind of guilty about it later, you know, because I didn't want him to think I was a wise guy, which of course I was. So I emailed him at his personal website and said, hey, no hard feelings. And he goes, he emailed me back and said, they never asked that. But yeah, there are no hard feelings.
You know what? I would have responded to your question. I would have said, he's mine also.
Too quick.
Yeah. Veronica Bichet, Vatican, is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what's this about llamas helping you on a hike? We're talking about the four-legged llamas,
right.
Not
yeah,
the two-legged.
The big fuzzy ones, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I love to go camping and hiking. We went on a backpacking trip in the beautiful Wallawa Mountains in northeastern Oregon a few years ago. And it's very rugged country, so to navigate through those trails, we had a team of llamas helping us out, and they were great. It was
and they didn't spit at you once.
Not at all.
Okay, let's get back into this. And Lindsay has command of the board and a big lead. Go ahead. Make the next selection.
400, please.
Why should you go to jail for a crime someone else noticed? Asked attorney blah, blah, blah on this Bluthtastic show. Lindsay.
What is Arrested Development?
Yes.
Sitcom 600.
One-time vampire players Evan Rachel Wood, Tilda Swinton, Danny Trejo, and Wesley Snipes all had cameos on What We Do in These. Lindsay.
What are the Shadows?
That's it.
Sitcoms 800.
When the Whistle Blows was the sitcom within this Ricky Gervais sitcom about TV bit players. They're known as extras. And his family of deviant evangelists, great wealth on this show. Lindsay.
What is The Righteous Gemstones?
Yes.
Money Talks 200.
Two bits equals one of these U.S. coins. Dennis.
What is a quarter?
Good.
Let's go with Money Talks 400.
Avian term for a sum of money saved for retirement or other important purpose. Lindsay.
What is a nest egg?
That's it.
Money Talks 600.
The title of Jim Cramer's TV show, or cash on hand for emergencies or impulse buying. You know it as Mad Money. Lindsay.
Bands, clans, and gangs for 200, please.
The Turtle Creek, this establishment in northern Michigan, is owned by the Grand Traverse Band of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians. Lindsay.
What is a casino?
Good.
Bands, clans, and gangs for 400.
In the mid-1100s, the Taira clan became Japan's first dominant political group, who were these warriors. Dennis.
What are samurai?
Correct.
Let's go with bands, clans, and gangs for 1,000.
Gangs in the Gangs of New York era included the Plug Uglies, the Short Tails, and these boys named for part of Lower Manhattan. Veronica.
What are the Bowery Boys?
You got them.
Middle O, 1,000.
One of a fingerprint's central ridges. Lindsay.
What is a groove?
No. Dennis or Veronica? The word is whorl, W-H-O-R-L. Less than a minute to go now, Veronica.
Bands, 800.
Fuimus, meaning we have been, is the motto of this clan, found in the name of a famous king of Scotland. What is Clan Bruce? Veronica, go get.
Bands for 6.
The Lily Clan's annual family reunion near Beckley in this mountain state has had as many as 75,000 attendees. Lindsay.
What is West Virginia?
Right.
Money Talks 800.
Answer. Daily Double. Hello. Big chance for you. You've got a big lead.
I'll bet 1,500, please.
Okay, here's the clue. In Frontier General stores, this was often used as a table or counter, hence cash on it to mean payment right away.
What is layaway?
No, cash on the barrel head. So you drop a bit, you're still in the lead, and Dennis will go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. Dennis, I would say you got off to a slow start, but that might be an understatement. Now is redemption time for you. Here are the categories for Double Jeopardy. North, South, East, and West. We leave nothing out. A Broadway cast of characters. You have to identify the show for us. Hey, what's the big idea? Nationality phrases, history, briefly, and finally, Deuteronomy's clean and unclean animals. Oh, gosh. Where do we start?
History, briefly, $400.
In 1227, this Asian conqueror was buried in a secret and still unknown location. Dennis?
Who is Genghis Khan?
Correct.
History, 800.
This rigid airship made its first Atlantic crossing in May of 1936 and its last in 1937. Lindsay?
What is the Hindenburg?
Yes.
Broadway, 400, please.
Pumbaa, Nala, Zazu. Veronica?
What is the Lion King?
Yes.
Broadway, 408.
Marius, Young Eponine, Madame Thénardier. Dennis?
What is Les Miserables?
Good.
History for 1200.
A 49-star U.S. flag was unveiled after this state got admitted in 1959. Lindsay?
What is Alaska?
That's the one.
Broadway 1200.
The Pigeon Sisters. Not enough? Okay. Felix and Oscar. Dennis?
What is the Odd Couple?
Right.
History 1600.
Here is the 6,000-mile journey known as this, taken in 1934-35. Veronica?
What is the Long March?
Correct.
Broadway for 16.
In a musical, Henry Higgins, Alfred P. Doolittle. Veronica?
What is My Fair Lady?
That's it.
Broadway for 2000.
Brick, Big Mama, Gooper. Veronica?
What is Hairspray?
No. Dennis or Lindsay? What is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof? Back to you, though, Veronica.
Nationality phrases for 400.
I don't understand anything in this language, Patroclus. It's all this. Dennis.
What is Greek? Greek to me.
Yes.
History briefly for 2000.
On April 12th, 1961, this Soviet pilot made a single hour-and-a-half orbit of Earth. Dennis.
Who is Yuri Gagarin?
He's the one.
Nationality phrases for 800.
Hey, take a look. They're all the rage in Stockholm. Lindsay?
What are Swedish pancakes?
Yes.
Nationality for 1200.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Double. And you are still in the lead.
I'll bet 2500, please.
Alrighty. Peets.com shows you how to use the plunger when making coffee in one of these.
What is a French press?
Yes.
Nationality 1600.
It's one entrance in two sections, top and bottom, that operate independently. And that would be a Dutch door. Lindsay, go again.
What's the big idea for 400?
This belief is the denial and rejection of the existence of God or gods. Lindsay.
What is atheism?
That's it.
Big idea, 800.
The capacity for analytical thought. Its age began around the 18th century. Dennis.
What is enlightenment?
No. Veronica?
What is reason?
Reason, the age of reason, yes.
Nationality for 2000.
A nationalistic movement that began in Istanbul lent its name to this term for any progressive thinker. Dennis.
What are the Young Turks?
Yes.
North, south, east, and west for 2000.
The then Agricultural College of the State of Michigan was founded in what's now this city in 1855. Lindsay?
What is Ann Arbor?
No. Dennis?
What is Lansing? East Lansing.
Thank you.
North, south, east, and west for 1600.
Answer there. The other Daily Double. And you are now within reach of the lead.
Let's go with 4,000.
Four for the lead, then. You'll find this state in Australia's lower right-hand corner.
What is New South Wales?
That's it. You picked the right one.
What's the big idea for 1200?
It's the dialectical combining of two seemingly opposing ideas into a new one. Veronica.
What is synthesis?
That's the word.
North, south, east, west, 1200.
Celebrated April 27th, Freedom Day, this country's national holiday, commemorates an event of 1994. And the clue refers to South Africa. Veronica?
Deuteronomy for 400.
Fins and scales are required for these to be considered okay to eat. Lindsay?
What are fish?
Yeah.
North, south, east, west for 800.
In 1977, the Soviet icebreaker Arktika became the first surface ship to reach it. Veronica.
What is Antarctica?
No.
Oh.
Lindsay.
What is the North Pole?
Yes.
North, south, east, west, 400.
In Spanish, they're the Indias Occidentales. Dennis?
What are the West Indies?
Yes.
What's the big idea, 1600?
Some say this two-word power of personal choice is an illusion. C.S. Lewis said it makes evil possible, but also goodness. Veronica.
What is free will?
That's right.
What's the big idea, 2000?
From the Greek for moral character, this discipline is concerned with right and wrong. Dennis?
What is ethics?
Ethics is right.
Let's go with clean and unclean for 800.
Camels and hares are unclean because this body part of theirs is not cloven. Dennis.
What is a hoof?
Yeah.
1200.
The ugly duckling dodged a bullet. These birds of the genus Cygnus are deemed unclean to eat. Lindsay.
What are swans?
Yes.
1600, Deuteronomy.
When the King James Bible refers to the heart as clean, it means these forest dwellers. Lindsay.
What is a rabbit?
No. Dennis.
What's a deer?
Deer is right. Yes, now the last clue. The pig is forbidden because it doesn't do this like cows and goats do. Dennis.
What's chew its cud?
You are right, and that takes you up to 19,600. You have done amazingly well. But all three of you are in it for Final Jeopardy. Today, you deal with this subject. DNA makes news. Oh, gosh. I have no idea what's coming up. I'll reveal the clue after this.
A wintry mess on the way for the weekend. I'm tracking the exact hour-by-hour timeline of when snow will be changing over to ice and the impacts on the rest of your weekend.
In this Geico sequel ad, it's what these dang woodchucks keep chucking. What is wood? Vote for your favorite Geico sequel at geico.com/sequels.
I have to admit, this is the most unusual category we've had for Final Jeopardy in a long, long time. DNA makes news. Let's find out what it's about. Here's your clue. In 1993, remains of the Russian royal family, killed in 1918, were confirmed by comparing their DNA to this member of the British royal family. 30 seconds. Good luck. Let's go to work, starting with our champion, Veronica. You've had a good run this week. You were in third place today at 7,000, and you wrote down, you were starting with Elizabeth, and then you went to Prince Albert, and that is incorrect. It'll cost you, therefore, $69.99. You dropped to a buck. Let's go down there to Lindsay Goldstein. She had 10,800. Her response was, who is Queen Elizabeth II? Incorrect. And that means you lose $3,201. That drops you down to $75.99 and makes Dennis feel pretty good. He had $19,600. And he came up with, who is Prince Philip, the great-nephew of Tsarina Alexandra of Russia? You're going to be the new champion. Did you wager a lot? You didn't have to, 2001. So you pick up $21,601. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you all on Monday. Take care.
Promotional consideration provided by GEICO. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by number one, Sleep Doctor recommended RemFresh.
Sleep disturbances keep one in three adults up at night. Only RemFresh uses ion-powered melatonin to deliver up to 7 hours of sleep support. Number one Sleep Doctor recommended RemFresh, your nightly sleep companion. Now available in the sleep section at Walgreens.
Happy Hot is a healthy hot. Hey! So find a fun way to make your stamina cheerio.